there are allegations not just against American guards. Britain's Armed Forces Minister Adam Ingram went before the British House of Commons earlier today to answer questions about alleged abuse of Iraqi prisoners at the hand of British troops. Photographs purportedly showing prisoners being mistreated were published by the Daily Mirror newspaper over the weekend, just days after similar allegations emerged involving Americans. Some military personnel have questioned the authenticity of those pictures, and the British Ministry of Defense has begun an investigation. Joining us now from London is Francis Tusa, editor of Defense Analysis. Thanks very much for being with us.
Not a problem.
Tell us about these pictures that appeared over the weekend. What do they show?
Well, they seem to show a single prisoner in a T-shirt with a sandbag over his head, hands tied behind his back some way, being either kicked, hit with a rifle butt, or urinated on. And quite frankly, when they came out, people were going, this was the worst nightmare, this couldn't happen. But actually people going, oh God, this is something that had been dreaded almost, that something like this would show up, simply for the fact that there have been a number of allegations against two or three British infantry battalions down in the southern sector over the last 6 to 8 months, all of which are still under investigation. And certainly at the Ministry of Defense, there were a number of people I spoke to who treated the appearance of the pictures initially with resignation. They went, well, it was going to happen sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. Now questions are being raised about the authenticity of these pictures. What's up with that?
Well, if you look at them, there are some questions to raise. Firstly, you don't see any of the faces of anyone at all. Now, if these were taken as trophy pictures, as you could classify the pictures taken by in the Abu Ghraib prison to the west of Baghdad, you see people's faces. They're taking these pictures for a very specific purpose, to show people what they're doing. You do not see a single face of anyone in any of these pictures at all. They almost go to a great levels to hide their faces. You don't see any unit badges, any identifying marks at all. And it's then also this supposed beating takes place in a type of vehicle which the belief is at the moment has never been deployed by the British Army to Iraq. Is also exceptionally clean. There's no sign of any sand, dust, anything like that. So people are now saying, well, hang on a second. Is this really what we thought?
And a point being made by several people, I think including senior officers of the regiment allegedly involved in these abuses, is that even if these pictures do prove to have been fabricated, the damage has already been done. People are ready to believe this.
Very much so. If you take a brief look over the Arabic press over the last 2 days and other elements of the European press, they believe these photos are true. And actually, even if it was subsequently shown that they were a fake, they were hoaxes and so forth, a great proportion of the Arabic media will believe that they were true. So, yes, the damage is done. The best that the British authorities can now do is show one way or another. If the photos are real, then they need to get the people who were involved with the abuse of this prisoner basically on trial, probably within days rather than weeks. Mm-hmm. If it's a hoax, they've got to be able to show how the hoax occurred and just put all the information out there. But, yes, damage has been done.
Francis Tusa, thank you very much. Francis Tusa is editor of Defense Analysis, a London-based defense newsletter, and he was good enough to speak with us from his office in London.